I've got a couple of emails that came in this past week that I'd like to go over with you folks before we get into the Phenology show. So bear with me for a second here. I got this one from Lisa, and she said, I've got some friends north of Bemidji who believe they've got an Arctic fox on their property. It is interested in their chickens, of course. Can you confirm from these images what they are looking at? Is it a significant sighting for our area? They are concerned about it getting caught in a trap. Well, I just did a little bit of looking at my books on mammals and mammals of Minnesota and so forth. And an Arctic fox would be a significant sighting this far south. Their range is the very far north. There is a thin band of Arctic fox population that swings down around James Bay and Hudson's Bay, which puts them probably 500 miles north of here. And so it's pretty unlikely that this would be an Arctic fox. What I think is that it's probably a red fox or possibly a gray fox that looks white as a result of the camera. The camera, it's a night shot, and I think the camera overexposed the shot, and the flash gave the whole animal a kind of a white look. And I suspect that in daylight it would have been redder or grayer, depending on which of the fox it were. I couldn't tell from the size in the picture whether it were a gray or a red fox, but one of the things I could see in the picture was that it had a pronounced ear, and Arctic foxes have a very reduced ear because of the extreme cold that they live in. And if they had that long ear of a red fox or a gray fox, it would probably freeze itself off to a shorter ear in the kinds of temperatures that they encounter. So I think, Lisa, that it's probably a red fox, and it might get caught in a trap. They're pretty cautious. They're pretty smart, so they are not easily fooled. And many a trapper can tell you about how a fox has disrupted his set just as a way of showing him that he wasn't quite the trapper he thought he was. Another note from Jack over in the Bemidji area said, on snowshoes just north of the house, I observed a single snow bunting a few days ago. I wanted to see if the rest of the gang was near, but saw only the one. From previous experience, this seems odd. What do you think? And I have had similar experiences. I've seen one snow bunting. It's unusual. Normally, they are in groups, and usually significant groups, 12, 15, 20, sometimes more. But I have also seen just a single snow bunting from time to time, and especially when I'm out wandering early in the morning or in the evening, sometimes I'll kick them up out of the snow where they have nestled in under the snow like a ruffed grouse would to stay warm. So, and the other thing about snow buntings is they're really, I would say, unmistakable. They are so white when you see them. I mean, they're not pure white. It's not all white. But when you see that bird fly, your first impression is, boy, there's a lot of white on that bird. And that makes snow buntings a little bit hard to miss. So that's what I've got. Now on to the Phenology Show.